theory is for the practice room, not the stage. Just listen and the room will tell you what to say. Do not play your instrument, play music. Take what you hear, turn it into what you feel, and express it through the instrument. Most jams are sporadic and formless. Musicians often jam with the intention of showing how good they are, waiting for their chance to solo. These musicians play as if they want to show how good, but great musicians play as if they want to show how good everyone else sounds, and they listen and make room for each other. There is no way for it not to sound good when you play with this kind of attention and intention. All for one and one for all. And the one could be spelled W-O-N. To succeed, the aim to make money will need to take a back seat to the goal of fostering relationships. Start by recognizing who your customers are. People with assumed authority assume that others cannot think for themselves. Direct answers often end a person's search, while a question provides enhancement to the learning process. It leads the student in ways that help them find solutions on their own, and it's a brilliant teaching method to ask quality questions. Knowledge is more valuable when discovered by the pupil. So when playing with another musician, instead of listening to them, feel their energy instead. You see the person and you hear their instrument as two separate things. Make them one. Hear the spaces between the notes. The groove may seem to widen. You may no longer hear a particular instrument or a rhythm. You will just hear music. And the person making it is the music. Pay attention to the feeling rather than the notes. Raise your energy through the instrument. Release your energy through the instrument. We are all one. It is only when we refuse to listen that we feel all alone. It is impossible to be alone except by thinking it so. Listen with your whole being and you can transform aloneness into all oneness. If your desire is pure, like a prayer, the content will sort itself out. You don't have to think about what to play if your why you're playing is in your main focus. Always treat everything as progress on the journey toward greatness, but remember, the journey is never yours alone. Think about it. If you call someone's name, it is their choice to answer or not. Your job is to call the correct name, but if they do answer, make sure you have something to say. Make time to just sit. Sitting inside is good, but outside is even better. Just sit and observe. Use all your senses, including your feelings and intuition. Love is the most powerful and precious thing on this planet. Love is never wrong. The reason we fear anything is because we love something else. Even fear points back to love, so it is never a problem to fall in or out of love because you can never get enough. Love is the essence of what we're made of. Love is who we are. I love you is a statement, but it's also a question. All statements are questions. Everything in life is a question. Life itself is a question. It's actually the only question. And that question is, who am I? We're always asking and answering, and our response is a declaration of who we are. By rebelling against your teachers, you find your own understanding. Even though you've disobeyed them, if you're 100% sure of yourself, then they'll be proud of you for that. You have to claim your own power and you'll be able to feel the difference. It's a revelation. The Arthurian legend of the sword in the stone is one in which if you move the letter S from the beginning of each word to the end, then you get words and tones. It took an innocent young boy named Arthur to free the sword from the stone. Instantly, he was heralded as the new king. Art is king. It's not a coincidence that there are 12 months in a year and 12 notes in our musical system. There are 7 days in a week and 7 notes in a scale. Our major scale contains 5 whole steps and 2 half steps. And the major part of our week has 5 work days and 2 weekend days. To be spiritual means to be in the spirit reality as well as in the ritual of the spiral. Using the base 2 binary system, 2 to the 8th power equals 256. in scientific tuning, that is the note C, which puts the A note at 432, the magical number. Is it a coincidence that 432 multiplied by 432 equals 186,624, which is the speed of light? Also, 432 times 2 equals 864, which is the number of hundreds of thousands of miles that the diameter of the sun measures. And 432 divided by 2 is the diameter of the moon, which is 216, in other words, 2160 miles. 432,000 times half of 432 is the distance from Earth to the Sun. Also, twice a year on the equinox, the Earth receives equal periods of 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness, for a total of 86,400 seconds, which breaks down to 864, which is twice 432. A woman's strength is different than a man's. The sacred gift she carries within can lift the human spirit higher than any man can lift with muscle alone. Women do not only conceive, carry, and deliver life, they can endure emotional and physical pain that would make most men crumble. All people have intuition and instinct, but women actually listen. Because they nurture, they are much closer to their true nature. Mistakes are part of life's process. It doesn't mean you're wrong. Treat it as music pushing you in the direction she wants to go. If at first you don't succeed, fail again. It's not what we play or how well we play, it's why we're playing that matters. The mind is a wonderful creation. It is not bound by time or space. It can speed up, slow down, or freeze time when necessary. The mind can instantly be in any location it chooses and can see things the eyes cannot. Our minds are offering chattering, unsupportive thoughts and fabricating observations incessantly. If we can train it to respond more like cheerleaders to a sports team who offer encouragement and provide motivation, then the mind becomes your best ally. It is better to have a question you cannot answer than an answer you cannot question. Being human is an extraordinary gift, but it also comes with a price. To join the game, we must first agree to forget who we truly are. Forgetting does not change who we truly are, only who we think we are. Celebrate you. You are a fingerprint that has never been on Earth before and never will be again. That is significant. We are a part of life, all of it unique and special. That means we are different and the same. Yes, we are both opposites. To be good, there must be bad. Happiness or unhappiness, both lead to oneness. Whenever you are happy, notice that you feel connected to something. But happiness is fleeting. Only through our recognition and acceptance of absolute oneness, inseparableness, and our grand union with all life will we ever experience true and lasting happiness. We are who we are only because of who we are not. So bless all things you strive to be, for without them it would be impossible for you to be who you are. Failures are successes. It's all about what you put into the adventure. Teachers do not teach, and those who think they do are mistaken. Teachers are transmitters of information whose role is to inspire the receivers, the students, so that they may teach and learn the information themselves. If students are having trouble understanding, teachers must provide the information again, possibly in a different way. If teaching were really in the hands of teachers, all students would learn at the same rate. Realizing this, teachers must be fluid. Like great jazz improvisers, they must adjust their methods constantly, rapidly, and in surprising ways, depending on the needs of the student. Let us teach in ways that encourage students to recognize and reclaim their own inner knowing. One way is through thoughtful questioning. We must be careful not to squash the student's process of thought. Like a musician playing a song, your part in life does not increase or diminish who you truly are, but it does allow you to demonstrate who you are. Play every part with your whole being. In this way, you will give others the awareness and the courage to do the same. View your uniqueness as a reminder that your victory can never be erased. then share the grandness of your victory with the world. You do not have to know the destination, but knowing why will get you there. Music will sing through the trees, blow with the wind, rise with the sun, and fall with the leaves. Listen and be silent. Her vibrations will be clear. Do not fret. You will hear her. She can be found in every sound. Be still and feel, and music will heal. That is her way. Whatever the question, love is the answer.